This is Gulf Coast Live from WGCU News. I'm Julie Glenn. Later this hour, we'll get the details on restoration projects that are starting next month at the Bailey Tract on Sanibel that aims to restore wetland habitat for the state-threatened Sanibel Island rice rat. We'll also learn what a Sanibel Island rice rat actually is. And we'll meet the executive producer of the long-running PBS documentary film and show Frontline. But first, students across the country walked out of class at 10 o'clock this morning. It is the one-month anniversary of the day a 19-year-old walked into Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, and opened fire. With his illegally obtained AR-15, he killed 17 people. Before school this morning, students at South Fort Myers High School assembled on the athletics field in the shape of a heart for a vigil. Still, for the actual walkout, there was some confusion in Lee County as to whether students would be able to participate in the 10 a.m. walkout. Conversely, in Sarasota County, the district and school principals announced they would permit students to participate without fear of repercussions. WGCU had reporters at a Lee County school and at a Sarasota school, and they are both here with us in studio now. Rachel Iacovone, you went to which school in Lee County?
Cypress Lake High School.
And Quincy Welters, you went to a Sarasota County High School. Which one was that?
Venice High School.
Okay, before we begin to talk about what you saw in these two counties, I want to invite listeners to weigh in. We're talking about school walkouts in Southwest Florida on the month anniversary of the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. Did your children walk out of their high school? Were they not allowed to? We want to hear from you. Join the conversation by giving us a call at 877-428-8255. That's 877-GCU-TALK. On Facebook, we're at WGCU Public Media, and on Twitter, we're at WGCU using the hashtag GCL. First, Quincy, what was the Sarasota School District's position on the high school walkout to protest gun violence?
The Sarasota School District was pretty permissive in letting students protest. The superintendent, Todd Bowden, released a statement yesterday saying that they acknowledge many of their students and district employees wanted to participate and that he had faith in the students that they would plan thoughtful events for the 17 minutes today.
So what did you see then at the Venice High School?
Hundreds of kids walked out onto the football field and they were greeted by the principal who told them welcome, good morning, and they formed a V on the 50-yard line. It was led by the student body president, Jessica Gonzalez, who happens to be the daughter of Republican State Representative Julio Gonzalez, who represents Sarasota, Englewood, and Venice. And the mood there was – it was, I guess, a mixture. These are high school students, so it was somber, but they were also conversing with their friends.
Yeah, it's a chance to see students they don't normally have class with that time of day, that kind of thing.
Right.
And then they went through, and for every minute of this vigil, they spoke the names of the people who were killed?
Correct. So for each minute, they said a name. And initially, kids were just bowing their heads. Their eyes were closed. But halfway through the reading of the names, a lot of them were holding hands. There were three students reading the names. One was the student body president, Jessica Gonzalez, and the other was Giovanni Puglisi, who just transferred from Marjory Stoneman Douglas a few months ago.
So tell me about this student. What did he have to say?
He said that he knows six people who died, and he went there 3 weeks ago, and he attended two funerals there. It was rather interesting because he says that he's pro-gun. He's grown up. His family members have guns. And he says that the shooting at Stoneman Douglas doesn't change his pro-gun stance. He says oftentimes it's a person that's responsible and not the gun.
Okay, so it's interesting that there were students with differing viewpoints on policy and gun control that were participating in this together side by side.
Right. And Jessica Gonzalez, the student body president, said that, you know, no matter what your politics are, what your stance is on gun control, that, you know, everyone can honor the lives of the people lost. She also had some things to say regarding policy about how, you know, that gun regulations need to be enforced that are already in place. But she also noted that several functions of government failed in this case.
Mm-hmm. And then, Rachel, you went to Cypress Lakes High School. What did you see there?
Not much, actually, because the gates were blocked by faculty and staff from way before 10. So around 9:30 when I'd arrived, they were already out there. And the students at that time were told to stay inside.
So you had talked with one parent before the walkout whose daughter had planned to participate, and it didn't appear that that was going to be allowed to happen. Then we later learned that there was a small walkout in a predetermined space that was roped off by caution tape.
Yeah. So Rebecca Modise has a daughter, Libby, at Cypress Lake High School. I planned to talk to Libby during the walkout, but she texted me a few minutes before and said, quote, "The principal just informed us we are not allowed to leave campus." But that lines up with the school district statement yesterday, which I'll read you part of. It says, "The district respects individual viewpoints and is committed to recognizing the First Amendment rights of students and staff. However, we are concerned that walkouts may be a deviation to our school standard supervision and safety procedures and may create a substantial disruption to the educational environment and could potentially create an unsafe situation for participants. Therefore, we ask that students and employees maintain the procedures for a normal operating day to ensure that teaching and learning continues."
So the Lee County School District basically came out the day before and said, "We're not supporting this and we want students to stay in place and not participate in the walkout," pretty much.
Yes, the argument could be made that Cypress Lake actually did more than what the district had said at that time. Libby said that she joined students on campus, but it was for 17 minutes like other campuses, and it was in the bus ramp, so we couldn't really, as media, see much of that. And she says some kids were writing victims' names in chalk and most of the time had stayed silent. Her mom, Rebecca, was disappointed in the lack of communication from the school today. She actually found out about the contained walkout by speaking with me afterward. Here's some of what she had to say.
"And one of the things that I'm a little bit upset about at this point is we received two messages from the high school yesterday. Both of them, you know, they weren't clear in terms of what kind of repercussions there might be for the kids and how it would be handled at all. They're very vague. And then today I've received no information at all. There's stuff all over the national news. And if they've made some kind of decision, they need to be letting the parents know at the same time, because social media travels fast. And there are, I mean, multiple parents in town all talking on social media trying to figure out what's going on with their kids right now."
So Rebecca said there's rumors circulating that the gates were locked, for example, which I know as media we weren't allowed to enter, but I can't confirm that they were locked for sure, just guarded.
So then after you went to Cypress Lake High, you came back to FGCU campus where some college students had gathered in solidarity with the high school students. Did you talk with any of them that are from this area or familiar with the Lee County School District?
Yeah, most of the students that had come out there were Southwest Florida, you know, residents and had been and had gone to high school here, and many from Lee County. And they were very surprised, they said, by their school district making this statement, because especially Cypress Lake, they said, is known maybe for being a little artsier, maybe a little bit more liberal leaning. And at FGCU's campus, though, there was people wide, so maybe this isn't a party issue, mm-hmm. of course.
And also, to be clear, Collier County didn't have to deal with this at all because they're on spring break.
Exactly.
So, and Quincy, some people who are opposed to the students staging this kind of walkout argue that they're just using it as an excuse to get out of class for a few minutes. When you were at the Venice High School walkout, did you get a feeling that students were just ducking class time, or did it seem more solemn?
It was more solemn, and it was definitely more organized. There was a lot of forethought into it. It took a couple of days to organize it by the student body president. And that's why the principal didn't have a problem with it. He said that, you know, it's good to have this event, that the kids can approach healing in their own way. It did kind of straddle two periods, but, you know, it didn't take up that much time. And teachers stayed in class for kids who wanted to remain in class or who were opposed to it.
Who didn't want to participate in the walkout.
Right.
All right. And Rachel, what was the mood like here at FGCU where college students were getting together?
Well, it's a little different since, you know, they're college students and adults, so they can walk out of class, I guess, when they want to.
And plus, class is not a structured straight on through.
Right. And so some of them weren't even in class. They just joined the walkout. It was on the library lawn, kind of the main area on campus. But the mood was honestly very supportive. A lot of students have been at other rallies that I've covered that have been similar gun control type of issues. But some were new faces to me and to a lot of the students there. So one, for example, he stayed until like 10:45, well past the 17 minutes, just to speak to the event organizer, who is very liberal leaning. And he is actually a member of both College Republicans and the Libertarian Party here. So he was saying he's grown up conservative, is still definitely conservative, but he was there with a poster that said MSD strong. And he really wanted to talk to people from the other side, he was saying, because on his side, they're talking about the same issues.
Mm-hmm. Well, I want to thank you both for telling me about your reporting today. I look forward to your stories this afternoon on All Things Considered. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Coming up after this quick break, we'll learn more about the Sanibel Island rice rat and restoration efforts that will get underway next month at the Bailey Tract, which is one of the lesser-known trails at Ding Darling National Wildlife Refuge. I'm Julie Glenn, and this is Gulf Coast Live. Stay with us.